wise Odysseus answered her and said, "O honored wife of Laertes' son Odysseus, will you not cease to question my lineage? Well, I will tell the tale, though you deliver me to sorrows more than I now bear. But so it ever is, when one is absent from his land as long as I, wandering from town to town, he meets with hardship. Still, I will tell you what you ask and seek to know. There is a country, Crete, in the midst of the wine-dark sea, a fair land and a rich, begirt with water. The people there are many, innumerable indeed, and they have 90 cities. Their speech is mixed, one language joins another. Here are Achaeans, here brave native Cretans, here Sidonians, crested Dorians, and noble Pelasgians. Of all their towns, the capital is Knossos, where Minos became king when 9 years old. Minos, the friend of mighty Zeus, and father of my father, bold Deucalion. Deucalion begot me and Prince Idomeneus. Idomeneus, however, went in beaked ships to Ilios, in train of the Atreidae. My own proud name is Ethan, and I am the younger born. He was the older and the better man. Here it was that I saw Odysseus and gave him entertainment. For into Crete a strong wind bore him, and while he steered toward Troy, it forced him past Melia. He anchored at Amnisus, where is Eleutheia's cave, in a harbor hard to win, and he scarcely cleared the storm. Straightway he came to town, inquiring for Idomeneus, for he said he was his friend, beloved and honored. But it was now the 10th dawn, or the 11th, since Idomeneus had gone with the beaked ships to Ilios. And so it happened, it was I who brought him to the palace, where I entertained him well and gave him generous welcome from the abundance of my house. To him and all the men who followed I furnished barley meal and sparkling wine from out the public store, with oxen enough for sacrifice to fill their heart's desire. Here for 12 days the noble Achaeans tarried. The strong wind Boreas constrained them, and even near the shore let them not lie at anchor. Some baffling power aroused it. But on the 13th day the wind went down, and so they put to sea.